Hello and welcome to the Anchor Book Club podcast. My name is Olaoluwa Oladokun, your host, and today we'll be continuing our review of the book Faith Bible Study Course by Kenneth E. Hagin. We'll be continuing with the topic, a new one actually. This one is titled Seven Steps to the Highest Kind of Faith, Part 1. Seven Steps to the Highest Kind of Faith, Part 1. And we will be discussing the first three steps. So, this comprises of some of the things that we've been looking at over the past couple of days. So, this is placing them in seven steps for easier comprehension and practice. Okay, so we'll be going straight into the notes from the chapter. The first step to the highest kind of faith as described in the book is to know the integrity of God's word. Knowing the integrity of God's word. You must know and believe that God's word is actually what it declares, that it is what it says it is, that it is what it actually declares itself to be. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says, "The word of God is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword." The word of God comes first before any other thing. So the word of God must always come first for our faith to be effectively practiced, for us to get the best results when we practice faith. So everything must corroborate the word of God. The second thing is to know the reality of your redemption in Christ. We must know the reality of our redemption in Christ, because Christ paid the ultimate price for us, and therefore we must understand what he made such a payment for. Colossians chapter 1 from verse 12 to 14 says, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." So these are the kind of things we need to realize. Revelations 12:11 says that we overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So the blood of the Lamb is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the shedding of his blood, which is a done deal. Then there's a part of the word of our testimony. So what is the word of your testimony? Because it is also very important. It is your declaration of Christ's finished work. It is the word, the testimony of the progress that you have received in your work with Christ. So that is also important in getting to the highest level of faith. So we have to declare our reality of redemption in Christ Jesus, because we've been redeemed. We've been redeemed from sickness, from diseases, from poverty, from bondage. We have been redeemed. Then the third and final one for this episode of the podcast is to know the reality of the new creation. We must be aware of the reality of the new creation. The new birth is not just an experience. It is not a religion, and it's not about joining a church. It is the actual rebirth of our spirits. So we are the very sons and daughters of the Almighty God. He is our own Father, and we are his very own children. We know that we have passed out of Satan's dominion, which was spiritual death, into the realm of life through Jesus Christ. You know, John said that we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren, in 1 John 3 verse 14. We know that we are in the family of God. We know that we are children of God. We are born into the family, and you cannot join the family you have not been born into. So we have been born into this family. So the effect of the knowledge of this reality is that in the new birth, God becomes your very own Father and you are His own child. So you have become free to fellowship with the Father as Jesus had in His earthly walk, because God loves you even as He loved Jesus. John 17:23 lets us know that. So some people could be saying things like, I just can't believe that God loves me as much as He loves Jesus. Well, thank God that we can all believe that, and that He made the choice. It wasn't based on human discretion. It was the ultimate decision of God, and He has decided to love us unconditionally like He loves Jesus. So we have to believe that, because the word says so. So we go back to the first point. We believe what the word says, the integrity of God's word. So on that note, I would like to wrap up today's review of 7 Steps to the Highest Kind of Faith, part 1. We'll be looking at part 2 tomorrow, and at this point, I'd like to encourage you to spend some time studying the Word of God for yourself and praying also during your day. Thank you very much for being a part of this. God bless you. Bye-bye now.